Sister Pat will be sharing with us this morning.
Today's responsorial psalm tells us that if we support our neighbor in need, the Lord will be kind and merciful to us. God will be slow to anger and rich in compassion. Paul reminds us in Romans that no one lives for themselves, but rather we live for the Lord. I think Paul expects us to care for those in need. We are gospel people who rely on God's word for direction, for support, for strength. Today's gospel message expects us to forgive one another from our heart. Living a gospel life is straightforward, challenging, but possible. Especially if we believe that when we are together in service, God is in our midst. One of our sisters was famous for reminding us that we are not our brother's or sister's keeper. We are our brother or sister. The Wheaton Franciscan Ministry Fund's health and dental team is reminded of this with every site visit we make. We are not our brother's or sister's keeper. We are our brother or sister. The learnings we've had on this team are many. One organization that we support is PADS, right here in Wheaton. Until COVID, homeless people in this area were given overnight shelter and a hot meal, but they had to be out the next morning by 7:30. PADS had some important learnings during the worst of COVID in caring for homeless individuals and families. The types of housing that PADS now offers includes street outreach, interim housing, affordable housing for those with disabilities, rapid rehousing for survivors of domestic violence. With the help of a grant that we gave them last year and from others, they were able to purchase a motel nearby. Now school buses pick the children up first thing in the morning and drop them off after school, the last drop off after school, in order to protect their privacy so that other kids don't know they are living in a converted motel. Faith communities continue to offer meals, but on site rather than in church basements. The volunteers and families all dine together around one table. They all break bread together. They are also offered housing and supportive services for as long as they need. There is a case management site nearby to provide preventative care, including dental care. With this support, there is less illness. Diseases like diabetes are more manageable. People enjoy hot and cold running water in their unit. We are not our brother's or sister's keeper. We are our brother or sister. Helping to support health may mean mental health care for teens, addiction support for those incarcerated, teaching them nonviolent ways to manage their anger. The Kane County Jail has a prisoner pod for this population, and these inmates have almost no violent outbreaks. After their release, Lighthouse Recovery continues to walk with them as they find housing and employment and a stable way of life. Health support may mean helping individuals and their families by providing nourishing food while they're in treatment for cancer. At one visit to Fox Valley Food for Health, the team got to sample the food, and it was delicious. We support a program, Almost Home Kids, which provides care for disabled children. The children come there when discharged from the hospital so that their parents can learn how to care for them when they go home. The machinery that is required for their care is complicated and scary, and parents worry they won't know how to use it. In several area food pantries, we've given funds for walk-in refrigerators and freezers, funds to replace a roof after a fire. Most recently, we provided emergency support for food because food shortage is real and ongoing. In every pantry in this area, the budgets for food are used up within the first 6 months of the year. The number of clients needing that food has more than doubled in each site. In the video on our website that Bea has talked about, we are asked to open our hearts to receive the living waters of justice and peace and to share it with our suffering brothers and sisters. Bless us to walk together with all people of goodwill, so that the many streams of living water may flow all over the earth, bringing restoration and hope. The offertory gifts today will be brought up by Karen Dearson and Marilyn Ladone, two members of our health and dental team. We bring ourselves not only with the gifts of bread and wine, but through the communion we have with all our brothers and sisters. We are not our brothers and sisters' keeper. We are our brothers and sisters.